So the Olympics are underway, and most mornings during the Olympics, we're going to speak to our man on the ground, Nick Ellerby, about what's going on, and he's on the phone right now. Morning, Nick.
Good morning, London, Nick. How are you doing,
mate? I'm very good, Rio, Nick. I should say good evening to you, because, of course, it's very late into the night there, isn't it?
Well, it's the small hours of the morning.
So how was the opening ceremony? It looked good on the telly.
It was incredible. I think the Brazilians here felt a bit of a mixture of pride, joy, and quite a lot of relief. I think the first opening choreography was really impressive and gave a sort of a good account of the history of the country. And then what they do best, a bit of party, a bit of music. It was well received internationally. So I think everyone here is really pleased and really relieved.
Right, let's talk sports. We did well in the swimming.
We did. So finally, we've got our first two medals, straight in at number 8 on the medal table. Adam Peaty, 21 years old, so calm and just absolutely blew the rest of the field away. Apparently he listens to gangster rap as he comes into the pool.
Well, there you go. Any aspiring swimmers listening, you need to be listening to Gangster Rap. Were we expecting him to do so well?
Yeah, I think he was actually probably the most nailed on athlete that we have for Olympic gold. So right. Good job he did it. And yeah. Then also Jazz Carlin picked up a silver behind the impressive Katie Ledecky's.
Good start.
Or, yeah.
Any other notable GB performances?
Yeah, there's been a few, actually. Murray's had an easy win in his first round. He's looking good now that Djokovic is out.
Good.
The men's gymnastics looking good. They're in the final today. That's worth tuning in for. And I'll tell you what sort of surprised me, and actually I think we could be in with a gold medal shout, is the women's rugby. They're playing some really, really free-flowing stuff. They absolutely destroyed a strong Canada team 22-0 in the groups, and now they face New Zealand and probably will face Australia in the final. Australia haven't quite got into gear, but if the British girls can keep playing the way they're going, then could be a surprise gold medal there.
Good. What else should we be watching?
Well, James Guy goes in the 200-metre freestyle this evening. He's facing a really tough field, but that could be a really exciting race. We've got William Fox Pitt, who actually recovered. He was in, I think 10 months ago, he was in an induced coma after falling off his horse in a cross-country race. Yeah. He leads the field with the cross-country today and the show jumping tomorrow. So he's looking great. And then, of course, everybody's favourite, little Tom Daly, is in the 10-metre dive with his partner this afternoon.
Great. Rio, Nick, go and get some sleep and we'll speak to you tomorrow.
Take care. Have a great day.